In this session, I'm going to share with you some ways to stimulate the parasympathetic response and rev down if you find yourself stuck in hyperactivation. Taking a deeper, fuller breath is one of the fastest, most effective ways to trigger the relaxation response and calm the nervous system. Here's why. The lower lobes of the lungs contain most of the parasympathetic nerve receptors, while the upper part of the lungs contain the sympathetic ones. Crazy, right? So that means the rapid, shallow breaths that we tend to have when we're in the fear cycle stimulate the sympathetic nervous system. It revs us up. Deep abdominal breathing brings air into the lower lobes of the lungs, stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system and inducing a state of relaxation. If you are breathing shallowly most of the day, this will contribute to keeping your nervous system in hyperactivation. Okay, I want to say that again. So if you're breathing shallowly most of the day, this will contribute to keeping your nervous system in hyperactivation. Also, inhalation triggers sympathetic or revving up activity, and exhalation stimulates parasympathetic or revving down activity. Have you ever caught yourself holding your breath when you're stressed? Notice that it's always on an inhale. Exhale, and you immediately feel slightly more relaxed. With every cycle of breath, heart rate increases on the inhalation and decreases on the exhalation. When you take deeper breaths, you allow for a longer exhalation, lowering your heart rate. This signals to the brain that you're safe and triggers the parasympathetic nervous system. I'm going to share with you four breathing practices that riders find highly effective. When I was working with a team of young riders before the dressage NAJYRC a few years ago, we were discussing this and the value of using breath to interrupt the fear cycle. I asked them to come up with a ritual that they could use throughout the competition that would calm them down, not just mentally, but physically as well. You can probably imagine that a group of young, sensitive, ambitious dressage riders are at high risk for collective crash after weeks of being under stress and in high activation together. I wanted them to have a practice that they all respected and understood that they could use to keep coming down if they started to feel the effects of being in the fear cycle. In essence, they would have a way of balancing their nervous systems throughout the competition. The ritual they came up with is this. Sit somewhere with your feet flat on the floor and your upper body in riding alignment, hands on thighs. Close your eyes and take 5 deep, slow breaths. Do not hurry. Focus only on your breath. Open your eyes. So I thought it was pretty cool that they came up with this. They all reported that it really helped them to have this shared practice during the whole trip. Since then, I've been having riders use this practice in the saddle as well. Being an embodied rider means that your body has the capacity to hold your emotions and experiences. You can increase your body's capacity to do this by helping train the parasympathetic nervous system to kick in when anxiety threatens to take over. If you try this in the saddle, just make sure you have someone there to help you or you have a saint of a horse. As I've been researching easy ways for riders to impact their physiology, one exercise that I found to be particularly effective is to wrap a wide exercise band or a scarf around the lower part of your rib cage as you do the deep breathing. Slowly increase the pressure slightly as you exhale, and allow a slight release as you inhale and fully expand your lungs. This adds extra stimulation to the lower lobes of your lungs where those parasympathetic nerve receptors are. It stimulates the vagus nerve and helps you become spatially more aware. It also activates your core muscles. You can do this throughout the day or while you're sitting in the saddle. Give it a try. The third breathing exercise is square breathing. We've already talked about measured breathing in the performance project, and hopefully you've had a chance to practice that. Square breathing is a slightly more challenging breathing pattern that's often used to interrupt intense anxiety or panic attacks. It again ensures that you both stimulate the lower lobes of the lungs and get a full exhale in order to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. You can try it throughout the day or pause and use it in the saddle to rev down. Begin by slowly exhaling all of your air out. Then gently inhale through your nose to a slow count of four. Hold at the top of the breath for a count of four. Then gently exhale through your mouth for a count of four. At the bottom of the breath, pause and hold for a count of four. And repeat. I do not recommend doing this while you're actually trotting and cantering until you've practiced it a bit. It's a little bit like rubbing your belly and patting your head at first. But it's a great thing to do right before you get on. Finally, 5 to 10 minutes of full abdominal breathing does wonders for restoring an overstressed nervous system. It lowers your heart rate, decreases your blood pressure, and releases muscular tension, all while helping you build capacity. 10 minutes isn't a long time in the big scheme of things, but it can make a world of difference if you can get fierce and make it happen. 10 minutes of full abdominal breathing. Give it a try.